Western-style capitalism.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Friday morning. It's not usually a place we equate with financial speak, but Jackson Hole, Wyoming today will be ground zero for some on-the-record economic soothsaying. Later this morning, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be giving a speech on the financial crisis at a conference there. Bernanke's been in the spotlight since taking charge of the Fed 4 years ago. His term is up at the end of January 2010. Whether he should be reappointed is a question President Barack Obama and his economic advisors have been thinking about for some time. Former Labor Secretary and University of California, Berkeley professor Robert Reich joins us this morning to talk about the process and what it could mean for our nation's economy. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Ben Bernanke's term doesn't end until January, so why aren't we hearing about this debate now?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think mainly because financial markets hate uncertainty, and the longer the president waits, the more uncertainty there's going to be. Also, now that the economy is showing faint signs of bottoming out, more attention is going to be paid to the Fed's exit strategy, the when and how it withdraws all that credit medicine. And the president will want to get beyond the issue of Bernanke's appointment, so nobody thinks the timing of the exit is influenced by politics.
Okay, Bob, I get it. It's a big deal for the president, but it's also a big deal for the economy, right?
Oh, you bet. And besides everything else, decisions by the Fed next year in particular could very well affect the midterm elections. I mean, if the Fed acts too soon, raising interest rates and pulling in credit and the economy tanks again, that's going to be very, very tough for the Democrats. If the Fed is too late, we could face a tidal wave of inflation.
And a lot of people, Bob, think he's controversial. Why is that?
Look, no Fed chair has done what he has done. I mean, the rescues of Bear Stearns and AIG, letting Lehman go down, buying mortgage-backed securities from Fannie and Freddie. I mean, he has turned the Fed into a kind of alternative U.S. bank. And all this activism has earned him a lot of enemies. So reappointment of Ben Bernanke is hardly a sure bet.
Well, let's talk about that then, Bob. Peer into your crystal ball. I mean, will Bernanke be reappointed?
Ah, well, if you'd asked me a few months ago, I would have said no. But now that the economy is showing some signs of life, Bernanke's star is rising again.
And when will the president act on this, do you think?
I would expect fairly soon. The president has enough on his plate this fall that he wants to get this out of the way.
All right. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, professor of public policy at University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
The $3 billion Cash for Clunkers program is wrapping up. The Obama administration announced yesterday that the popular trade-in program will wind down Monday night. Let's check some numbers. European markets slightly higher. Asian shares closed mixed today. The Hang Seng and Nikkei both lost some ground. Chinese shares, however, were higher for the second day in a row. Another day of gains for Wall Street yesterday. Third day in a row, thank you. The S&P added more than 1%, as did the NASDAQ. The Dow tacked on about 70 points to close at 93.50. The job market on Wall Street may be starting to recover. There's word today that Morgan Stanley plans to hire as many as 400 traders and salespeople. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott joins us live to talk about it right now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Steve.
So why the new jobs?
Well, it seems Morgan Stanley is playing catch-up a bit. While some of its rivals have been reporting big profits, Morgan Stanley lost more than $1 billion last quarter. Analysts say the bank got a bit too cautious after the financial crisis last fall, so now they're reportedly adding staff to try to improve their profits.
Are other firms, Amy, picking up the pace as well?
Well, there have been some reports lately that hiring is starting to pick up, not just at the boutique investment banks that have been snapping up a lot of the talent, but at the big banks as well. If you look at employment sites like WallStreetJobs.com, you'll see names like Merrill Lynch and JP Morgan Chase offering positions. I met with a Wall Street recruiter this week who said he's starting to get more calls from employers. Banks cut thousands of jobs in the past few years. So with the stock market rallying and a lot of money to be made underwriting bond deals and the like, they need to replenish some of that staff. But people in the industry say it will be a long time before we get back to anything like the employment levels before the crisis.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us live from our bureau in New York. Amy, thanks.
Thank you.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
The Swiss government has sold its stake in the banking giant UBS. It's the first government to sell bank shares it bought during last year's series of bailouts, and the Swiss have made a profit on the deal. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The Swiss government bought 9% of UBS at the height of the financial crisis last year. It's just sold that stake, making a net profit of more than $1 billion. Not bad, considering UBS is one of the European banks hardest hit by the credit crunch. And the bank's also been embroiled in a costly fight with the US over tax evasion. That dispute was settled this week. UBS agreed to hand over the names of more than 4,000 American account holders. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank says that helped the Swiss government unload its UBS stock.
I think that gives the share price a bounce. There's no doubt that UBS looks a better bet, having resolved this problem with the US, as indeed, I suppose, do the other Swiss banks as well.
Bank analysts say the Swiss sale suggests that when the US government comes to sell its shares in Citigroup, American taxpayers could make a profit too. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Russia's government's been trying to be a little more transparent. One thing they're doing is publishing state purchases online. The list this week includes a furniture tender for almost $756,000. The tender includes a bed ordered by the Interior Ministry, cherry wood with decorative elements of the head and footboards covered in 24-karat gold. The tender announcement said the bed should be sent to the ministry headquarters. Other items are going to an exclusive district outside of Moscow, where several senior officials happen to live in state-owned homes. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.